back again after a weekend of chaos, almost.
It was a whirlwind.
It was a whirlwind. It always is. Jennifer Hansen joins us to talk about what's going on with the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, and obviously Puffer Billy Days. A week ago, you came in, visited with Ryan. Thank you for that, by
the way.
So
he gave me a set
the stage.
I almost sent him a text because he had in our conversation. So that was that Thursday. He had 80% chance of rain on both Friday and Saturday. And I think by that point, Sunday was supposed to be, you know, maybe like a 50-50 shot. But anyway, and so he was, you know, he had given me his number to make sure that if there's any cancellations or movements or what have you, that, you know, we could
pass it along.
Pass it around. Yeah. Anyway, so I think it was on Friday we were setting up, and I'm just like, all right, you know, he was outside, and I said, what's my chances right now? Where are my percentages? And so he's like, oh, okay, it's gone down a little bit, but, you know, it's still, and anyway, so. Yeah, we're so lucky that the weather just seemed to
and I watched.
To work fine.
I know people wanted an encore, but lightning in the distance. I mean, for the band on Saturday,
it was
timing wise, you were, you know, still worked out. Okay.
Oh gosh, and the funny thing is too. So kind of a behind the scenes thing. So, you know, I printed Blessed Union's set list for them, and kind of had that all set. Had two copies and just some of the things that their tour manager had needed. And anyway, and so, you know, on the set list, there's, you know, there's a good dozen, you know, 14 songs or so.
Sure.
And then they had their encores and all that kind of stuff that they can kind of throw in when they're feeling it. Anyway, and so about three-fourths of the way through, Elliot says something to the effect of like, oh, gosh, I actually forgot we had a set list. So they had gone way off script and had already really, I mean, they were doing so much more.
They were having a good time.
They really were. And, oh, I can't tell you that. If anything I'm thinking about and kind of struggling with is who do I bring on next year? Because those guys, not only from my perspective as somebody who's kind of planning for them and getting their catering all set up and, you know, getting their hospitality rooms all, you know, kind of lined up and hotel rooms and transportation and all the kind of fun stuff that you do with those bands. But so not only was that easy compared to other bands that I've worked with, but having them on site, they stayed over at the Goppinger building, which of course is just, you know, catty corner to the chamber, and having their hospitality room at that top level and just having them there, they loved their stay and they were such great people. I just received a report from Dixie that the night of the show at that Saturday night, they came back and a couple of the band members had gone out for a late dinner, but one of the guys who was their keyboardist was still on property, and he sat down at their grand piano and realized it was out of tune. So he went out to the van, got his piano tuning kit, came back, tuned their piano, and then just started to play. And so Brock, who's the property manager over there, and Dixie was back by that point. And so he was just kind of talking to them and playing. And then by that point, the guys had all come back from you know, as I said, getting a late bite or whatever. And they gave them their own private concert that night. And so they just played and talked and, you know, till late in the evening. Yep. And it was just a fantastic time for them and just shows you their heart, not just for their audience and the kind of the big crowds and the, you know, their top hits that they had back in the 90s and the Grammys and all that stuff, but actually just playing for people. Yeah. And so it's just a goodness to have something like that back again.
You did have to deal with rain on Sunday.
Yep.
But you had a lot of people out there still.
It was like, we had one of our vendors actually come and say to me that they want to be at Art in the Park again next year, because if we had that much travel and traffic when it was rainy, imagine what it would have been if it was nice and
decent weather,
sunshiny. Mm-hmm. So, we really saw across the schedule an increase in participation and engagement, and just with, you know, just people just checking it out and coming down, especially downtown and such, where everything to activity wise was free. You didn't have to, you know, buy, you know, things, but so they still came out and just checked it out. Mm-hmm. You know, there were certainly some changes that we were making this year.
Oh, you made a lot.
And so I think that some of it was maybe curiosity. Some of it was just, you know, goodness, let's give this a shot. And yet, though, at the end of the day, they stayed. They engaged. They participated. And we've heard a lot of good stuff on the other side of it.
So now, obviously, people are going, so are you going to change it? Yeah. Now we analyze, we got to take a look at everything that happened.
Yeah.
And you got to sit down with the committee, your steering committee, and say, all right.
Well, and I think, and that ultimately, the steering committee, as far as I've spoken to them, that the date themselves, you know, in of itself doesn't, you know, really matter to them. There was the change, and people, I think, for the most part understand, but there's always still those questions of why it was even moved in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so those reasons are still there. And something we have to take in consideration, but that doesn't mean it has to stay in August. So, mm-hmm. So for the steering committee standpoint, they've, again, it's just a matter of, you know, getting out from underneath some of those issues. But right now, it's a conversation for the county chamber board.
For the chamber board itself. Yeah.
Once I have that conversation and we make an official vote, I'll be able to announce it.
So anyway, it moved from October to
it did.
September. A lot of people forget that it started as an October celebration.
So Mary Mabee wrote up a really great essay. And that's something that we actually still have. And I was looking through when I was doing some writing of my own. And she talks about some of the history since 1977 at that point. And I think this piece was written in like 84 or so. Mm-hmm. And so it did. It moved around a little bit in October at first, but then really settled in. So by the time she was writing this piece, it had settled in to quote unquote late September. So that's kind of the boundaries.
Anyway, there's work to do there, but we've got a lot of other, we got chamber things going.
I got a full-time job.
Chamber
work does not end.
Days, it just happens to be part of it, which you just had to continue on because you came on to start doing that. And then all of a sudden, here you are. Oh, I've got a lot of chamber things, too.
Yeah.
New teacher. Let's go without
actually,
before
so
that.
Tonight.
Yeah. Let's talk tonight.
We are doing a meet and greet in Ogden over at the Lucky Pig. We have a meet and greet with Ogden School's new superintendent, Josh Heyer. We are, that's 5 to 7, and it is generally open to the community. And so anybody who just has a kiddo in Ogden Schools or is involved in Ogden would really want to come and meet him. Certainly ask any questions and just because he's got a fantastic way of looking at what the future of Ogden Schools looks like. And it's been neat from my standpoint, having done and having worked on the Cool School Tour since I came on board in November last year. And that will, by the way, continue through this year as well. But having toured a lot of the Ogden schools and really seeing, you know, how they've grown and really some of the things that they had as a goal, talking with Pam Dodge at the time and really kind of looking at what some of the metrics are for success for them and that they are really just on a cusp of just incredible growth. And so I'm excited to see then how Josh is able to take it to the next step.
Yeah. Having had a chance to visit with him, I think people will enjoy visiting with him, meeting with him, and came up as a basically, I don't want to say industrial tech, I guess, is what you would call it now, I think. But he came out of that realm into administration. So he came out of the classroom. He's well aware, and he likes some of the things that he sees going on here in Boone County.
Absolutely. And that's really a theme right now, especially in higher ed with high school and even middle school, is looking at those opportunities, both for partnership with the the private sector, but also those opportunities for kiddos to really step into what they want to do with their lives and just kind of be able to build on those skill sets and the mindsets of what it looks like to be in the working force this, you know, today, because it is different than what it was 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so having somebody like him come through that lens and be able to connect and build those bridges, I think is going to be super successful.
Okay, so we've got new teacher welcome. That's become quite the tradition for the chamber. And what are we looking at there? Do you need more people to step up? What are you looking for?
Yeah, so actually, and that was something, again, I think that's been a benefit or a real advantage coming out of those cool school tours is for the first time, we've got such a crowd coming out of Ogden and Madrid to have and really celebrate those new teachers and new administrators, Josh included, that will be on the front lines this year. And so in a way to celebrate them and to really thank them and honor them, we have this annual new teacher breakfast. And for the first time, we are, because of that crowd, we're actually moving it over to the Cobblestone Inn and Suites rather than just than the high school. But here we're able to really we'll have a fabulous breakfast from Bramble Ridge Catering. Mm-hmm. And anybody who wants to sponsor that is welcome to do so. So on our Facebook page, we've talked about it. And if you want to be a sponsor, it's $100 sponsorship. If you want to join us and actually be at the breakfast yourself, you're welcome to do so at that point. And there's levels of, if you'd like to, if you'd like to give more. All the cool thing though this year is by sponsoring the event, all proceeds from the new teacher breakfast actually goes to clearing their list. So we're going to take all the support there, and after paying for the breakfast itself, and we're actually going to take that money and go purchase items that are on those new teachers' lists. So we have board members that are on that, and we'll be able to then deliver those things to the teachers before school starts.
Right for them into their classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really supporting them, not just, you know, with words and with a good meal, but really then supporting them and following through.
Excited to have, do that, because one of the big things of doing that is for those that have may not be familiar with the area, some already are, but you know, just introduce them. We've got all these different things.
Yeah, and in fact, it's been really neat, too. With our new teacher breakfast, we also are giving them swag bags. So we're giving them small, things that a number of different companies and organizations have donated. And so, in fact, if you are a company or you're an organization, you'd like to be able to, you know, you've got swag, maybe you've got mugs or anything fun that you'd like to be able to give to these teachers to maybe help them know who you are, know that you're there to help them and support them, drop it off to the chamber office, and we can make sure to put those in those bags for them.
So I don't know if you got a chance to talk about it last week before, but you had Julie Trepa for your
Coffee and Connections. Yeah, it's all school, all week.
Yeah. So, but she, I know, is excited.
Yes, she's got two new schools that she's opening up for the fall, and she was able to report that they're both on schedule and under budget. And so I know she's very excited to see all of those come together so well, especially the Legis School is such a, it's an incredible project in and of itself, and the Crossroads School as well. So we'll, in fact, be doing the ribbon cuttings on those schools next week, one on Thursday and one on Friday. And so we're excited to celebrate with her.
And for listeners that might be wondering, yes, that's not the open house event. This
Correct.
Is ceremonial ribbon cutting that's going to be done. Because Jennifer's got the big scissors.
the ribbon. So just FYI to you then, the open house for the community and for alumni is going to be in October during homecoming week. So homecoming weekend. Yeah. So keep your eyes open for more information.
There'll be a lot more information coming out on that. And I know she said if anybody wants to come and see the gym, come and watch girls volleyball because you get a chance to see that too. Other things that are going on again, what membership?
Yes, we have a new member, our infamous tattoo, Dana's, yeah. Dana Tilly's celebrating 10 years in downtown.
Wow.
And we're just very excited to have him join the Chamber family. We have some folks kind of on the prefaces of opening stores,
sure.
and being in our family. So like Car Quest and Tractor Supply are both in the pipeline, and we'll be doing some grand opening events for them, ribbon cuttings, mm-hmm. and such. So there's a lot going on in Boone, and we're here for it.
What, of course, one of the things from the downtown Boone collaboration, mm-hmm. which obviously that is eating up a lot of time, too. Thank
yeah.
goodness you've got people that are really excited about working on that.
Yes. So we have the Main Street Iowa application process is still moving forward. For those who may not know, is a designation that the Iowa Economic Development Authority gives to two communities every 2 years. And so Boone is going for the designation in 24. And what that does, it just opens up a pipeline from the Iowa Economic Development Authority and from the state of Iowa in development and revitalization opportunities, grants, teams, just people who are involved in different parts of revitalizing a downtown and helping us do that here. So that process is ongoing, and some of those things that we need to do to get ready for it is to really show them all the ways and really, really outline it and document it and identify all the ways that we are already working on our downtown beautification, mm-hmm. projects, you know, grant opportunities like with the city, like with BDIF and things like that. And so one of the things that we are working on in particular this in the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks or so is a tree project. So we're planting trees where the Ashboro disease came through,
yeah.
and we had to,
yeah.
knock down a lot of the trees. So we're replanting trees in those spaces, and we're doing a grant with DNR, and a lot of people, mm-hmm. are involved in that piece of it in of itself. But we'll be excited.
Having
to
an
talk
arborist
about
who is interested in downtown tree planting helps well, immensely.
Yeah,
doesn't
it? You know, and I'll speak to that a little bit because it's a neat kind of full circle there. So Eric Foley with Freedom Tree Care came to the office. He was new in town, had this business. He wanted to join the chamber. He had heard really great things from us, about us from friends, mm-hmm. and other folks. And he thought, you know what? I want to just check it out myself. And so he's come now to a number of our networking events, and we've done some promotion for him and such. And so just kind of getting to know folks in the area is really just a new business person. Anyway, and so then when this tree project came down and the IEDA guys, when they did their tour, they said in their presentation, if you do nothing else, plant trees downtown. And so with that, the team really moved forward. And I called Eric and said, hey, we've got this project. We need we need your expert, mm-hmm.
His expertise.
Yeah,
as an arborist.
My words.
Yeah.
And so he just jumped in with both feet. And so he's been helping us with our grants and with just being able to identify which trees should go where, looking at both the size and, you know, how these trees will perform over the years, looking at how to make sure that the trees take root correctly, and that we want those roots to go straight down, not out, and just all of the help in it's just been incredible. So it's neat for me to see, especially a new member, let alone any of our members, really be able to be identified and valued, you know, and really then brought into projects that are going to make a huge impact in, sure. in their community.
And this just really getting underway. I mean, the council said, go ahead, put your plans together, and let's,
yep.
see what's going on.
Yep, yep. So in fact, by the end of the month, we'll be turning in our grant to the DNR. Mm-hmm. And if all goes well, we're scheduled to do the tree planting in mid-September. Thanks to Salama Greenhouse, we're actually able to get the majority of our trees here locally through Mike and and others, yeah. just those that we couldn't get through, Mike, we got in Grimes, so
sure.
not too far away. But being able to, again, benefit our local businesses and again make a huge impact downtown.
Still going forward with all of that. Man, we've got a lot of things going on. And Farmers Market yet this afternoon, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fun.
A nice day for Kelly.
All right, so people check on the Facebook page again for the new teacher breakfast and be a sponsor, help out. Looking forward to a great turnout for that. That thing seems to get big. And especially since you've been doing the program going to the schools.
It's been able to really put a shining light on what they're doing day in and day out and the people behind that work. And again, just being able to navigate some of the successes that they've had and, again, things that they've been doing in the next few years.
Good turnout tonight. Business After Hours. Once again, if you want a chance to meet Josh Heyer, new superintendent from Ogden, great opportunity. Go to the Lucky Pig this evening.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for Ogden Legacy for helping us out with that one, too.
And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.